This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
By disseminating CEO wisdom, the CEO Show elevates business, the economy, and society.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reason. Welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Javier Quiñones. How are you, Javi?
Hello, Robert. Thank you very much, first of all, for having me here. It is an honor to spend some time with you today.
An honor for me, too, especially because the company that you are president of in the U.S., my wife loves. It's called IKEA. So everyone's heard of IKEA. Let's talk about it. To you, as president of U.S. and U.S. retail, what does the IKEA brand really mean?
Well, Robert, that for me means a lot. I started in IKEA more than 20 years ago, back in Spain, where I'm originally from. Still remember going to the first IKEA store with my CV while I was studying to just get some pocket money, actually. Never expected to be here today where I am. And going back home and talk with my mom and say, I've just been in a place where you can see homes inside of a shop. That resonated for me. For me, was absolutely amazing. And still today, I am so amazed. So if I need to define IKEA from that angle, I cannot imagine a more beautiful place in the world to get inspired in home furnishings, and home furnishings that many people can afford, actually. So that would be the best way for me to define it today.
And it's really the word that comes to mind is simplicity, and it's in the Swedish DNA, in a sense, right? Talk about how that ties into the brand.
Absolutely, and I think simplicity starts even in the products. It's one of the requests that any single IKEA product it is going to have. It's going to be functional, but it will be simple at the same way. It comes also from our founder, Ingvar, and the values are extremely important for us, and simplicity is one of them. Let's try things. Let's make things instead of planning or writing them. So we try and test, and we make things as simple as we can.
And I understand that your iconic founder, who sadly passed away just a few years ago, he used to do amazing things, and Ingvar would have people actually visit his actual house, you know, and you understand the motivations. Talk about what his touch was, because you worked with him for almost two decades.
Yes. There are, for me, two moments where I cannot forget, actually. I still remember working in one of the stores in Barcelona. He was visiting us. It was 2006, actually. And he was the most energetic man I've ever met. He was probably 84 at that time. He arrived to the store 4 a.m. in the morning. The first thing he did was to go and visit the drivers, the truck drivers, actually, offer them a coffee, asking them, how is your entry point with IKEA? How is working for IKEA? So he was starting getting inputs already at 4 a.m. in the morning. I remember that day finishing at 8 p.m. and everyone exhausted, and he was still almost dancing.
So how did an incident like that change your philosophy about leadership? And we'll talk later about leadership, but I just want to get that while you're talking.
Well, the love in the way he was talking to people, the love in the way he was looking at the product. I think it was really a love relation with everything around what he was doing. And he was, you know, by that time, I was already some years in IKEA. And all what I learned through working through the values and what IKEA stands for, it was represented by him.
So I want to jump into this big transformation that IKEA is doing. Describe that. I think you've over 50 stores in the United States, about 55 or 54.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we are 51 at the moment.
You will soon have 50. Well, who knows?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
This is a crazy.
No, I can. I think I can be. Quite confident on that assumption, actually. Yes, absolutely. Our transformation started 3 years ago, actually, when we decided to build the new IKEA, the IKEA of the future. And it's lovely to talk about the IKEA of the past, of course, because it's been around for many, many years and it's been so relevant. And as you said, many people know IKEA, and it's difficult to imagine a home without an IKEA product today. But it was 3 years ago when we decided to transform the business. And as a retailer, I think we all know that the industry has been disrupted, of course. And our transformation started with mainly three main pillars. One, it's about the omnichannel. And when I talk omnichannel, what I mean is an improvement and a transformation in our digital business. An example of that is we have in the U.S. actually what we call the digital hub. We have created 200 roles that also work in coordination with our group in Sweden. Or the launch of the new web and the new app that is already out there. Also, in this omnichannel, it is around the fulfillment. The fulfillment, of course, it is completely different. And an example of that is our stores and how we have transformed there into fulfillment centers on top of our normal warehouses. Mm. That was planned 3 years ago, but of course, COVID had a massive impact on this. And then, of course, we needed to accelerate many of these actions. The second big transformation we are doing, it is our presence in the city centers. And then we said we want to be closer to where people live. And put it like this, Robert, many years ago, people more or less everywhere in the world had the possibility to travel to an IKEA store far away from the city centers, pick the goods and go back home. Of course, this model, it's been, and it is changing. And we want to be closer to where people is. Many or less and less people have a car, and less and less people is traveling because of the possibilities with e-commerce too. So that's also our way of becoming more relevant, being closer to people. We opened 2 weeks ago our store in Queens, and as I was saying before, we have bought a new building in San Francisco and many more units that we have. And not to forget our sustainability commitment through our People and Planet strategy, where in 2030 we want to be planet positive and make a clear impact in people.
Okay, so let's first, I commend you on a lot of great work in the transformation. I know sustainability, you even had that as part of your title in there. And believe it or not, I majored in college in environmental studies. This is back in 1983. No one even knew what it was. But this is something that hits you really viscerally. Talk about what it means to you personally, and then go into the specifics of what you're doing in sustainability.
You know, sustainability has been extremely strong in IKEA since I remember, actually. So 20 years ago, I remember having the first sustainability training as a part-time co-worker when I was starting almost in the company. So it's been with us for a very, very long time. And if I just look at what is our responsibilities as brands, as leaders of big brands and big corporations, whatever we do in the next 10 years, whatever the leaders decide in the next 10 years, and whatever every single person do in the next 10 years is going to write the future of the planet, actually.
Wow, that's a huge statement. This is
absolutely.
We're saying the whole future of the planet, it's contingent upon what happens in the next 10 years.
It will make a difference, absolutely, in the future of the planet we are going to see. And it is urgent. I think it's not nothing new what I'm saying, that it requires action, and action today. And I believe that's why it's part of my title as well, that as the leader of one of the big organizations, I have the responsibility to not do good business, but also be a good business, and inspire people and inspire other companies and governments to really act and take action in this field.
Okay, we are taking a commercial break right now, Javi, but when we come back, we're going to talk more about that. We're going to find out, how does a company like IKEA manage during this pandemic? Back in a
minute. Thank you, Robert.
Philly to Fresno, Brooklyn to Boston, Data Cable Superstars has the best prices on installation of Cat 5 and Cat 6 wiring for cameras, computers, phone, and data, specializing in off-peak installs as to not interrupt your workflow. If this is an I need it done yesterday situation, then it's time to call Data Cable Superstars at 203-942-1427 or go to datacablesuperstars.com. That's datacablesuperstars, all one word, .com. Data Cable Superstars, where estimates and big ideas are always free.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese back on the CEO show, and we're here with Javier Quiñones, who is the president of IKEA in the United States. And we heard about a great transformation. We heard about an amazing, inspiring founder who is boundless with energy, even at like in his 84 years old. But here's what I want to ask you. So we go through this pandemic, and being in retail, I mean, I don't even know. Also, commercial real estate, that's been a huge challenge. You probably own your own buildings. I don't know. And how did you manage and pivot through this pandemic, and what did you learn from the process?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I think I need to start by acknowledging how difficult this has been, Robert. And, you know, I could be here trying to be a Superman, right, and saying that we have all the answers, or we had all the answers. But this has been an extremely difficult time for leaders, I think. We were already challenged, and we were already under the transformation. And then what COVID did, I think it's mainly two things. If we go back in the spring when the outbreak happened, we didn't really know what we could expect. We didn't really know what this was going to be, obviously. So we had to close all the stores. And at that time, our store sales were 85% of our business. So what this means is from one day to another, we had to close the majority of the business. We needed to move super quickly into the e-commerce and start looking at other ways to be, of course, operating. I think one of the big learnings, it was first how quick when there is a crisis, you know, a group of entrepreneurship and a group of people that love what they do can come with a solution. From one day to another, we almost transformed our stores as soon as we could open as fulfillment centers, doing click and collect. And
how do you do that with 18,000 people, though?
That's a big leadership demand. And here is where I think, you know, if I look at what I am most proud of, it's actually to every single co-worker in IKEA US and also all the leadership that made that happen. I think one of the secrets was really decentralize the leadership. You know, you said it before, we have 51 stores, and for me, what was important is that every single leader could take their own decisions, be entrepreneur, and make mistakes. It's one of the things that our founder will always say. We need to do mistakes. If we don't do it, it's because we didn't push hard enough, probably, to find where the bundles are. And I think we managed to do this by creating a safe environment where people was empowered and where people knew that was the time to stand up and, of course, take their own decisions. I think we were working before through this transformation in words like resilience, compassion, being vulnerable. And they were more relevant than ever during this pandemic.
As I said, how do you inspire the people? What do you say as the president? You don't know the answers. No one knows.
Mm-hmm. I think that's the beauty of the transformation, actually. And it is about this vulnerability, accepting and acknowledging we don't have the answer. the five-year plans, three-year plans that we were used to work with as companies, as leaders, are not relevant anymore. Mm-hmm. And it is, instead of planning, it is really about navigating. And that was, for me, extremely important, getting together. And it was done in a virtual way, which made this a bit more complex. But I think after some months now, we are used to it. And summarizing this whole thing, it was really about taking care of our coworkers and the livelihood of all of them. At the beginning, one of the objectives was to secure that we have all the coworkers that we had at the beginning of this crisis when this is done. And I am extremely happy to share, and I am extremely proud of the work that everyone has done, because we are in January. And we are not only the same as we were at the beginning of this, but many more. And everyone made sure that the IKEA store is a place safe, a safe place for our coworkers, but of course for our customers too.
So let's pivot from there and talk about, you are clearly a purpose-driven company, and it's in all of your DNA. Now, you've gone through these challenges, but how do you manage in general a purpose-driven company and bottom line?
Mm. Well, I think this is a mindset that needs to change. There is a belief that I hear many times that that they go against, right? And I don't think that is true. Everything starts for us with our vision, which is to create a better life for the many people, and then our values. And if I just mention a couple of them, it's about caring for people and planet, simplicity, as we mentioned, different with a meaning, or lead by example. These are commitments that we have. And I have to be honest, for me, going through the pandemic with a clear vision, with a clear purpose, it was at least made my life a bit easier, because any decision we were taking was filtered through these values and vision.
So, final question. You seem to be, from your whole transformation, a company that controls your whole destiny to the best of your ability, and you're very focused on the future. Talk about the future of IKEA.
So that's a big question, and when we look at the transformation, I see an IKEA that is more relevant than ever to people. We keep, of course, offering a fantastic range of well-designed and functional products that many, many, many more people can afford it. So there is a whole group of people behind trying to make sure that our products can be afforded by more people. I also see a company that is taking care, absolutely, not only taking care, but also inspiring other companies and people to live more sustainable, and to really work on the differences of society, and a company that is much more close to where people live. So you have an IKEA close to you, and it's your friend to improve your life at home. And for us as IKEA, this is extremely important. We are obsessed by how people live and how we can support everyone in living in a better way.
On that inspirational note, Javi, I want to thank you. What a pleasure it is having you on the CEO show.
Thank you very much, Robert. It's been a pleasure.
And here's what I'd say, everyone listening in. I love IKEA. I shop there. And we go to the Connecticut store mostly. I've been to the New Jersey store also. But I urge you, go there, because, you know, it gives you a control of your life. You feel about the simplicity of life. So, on with IKEA. A pleasure speaking with you, Avi.
Thank you very much, Robert. I appreciate it.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamg'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamg'day.com with Longevity. teamgaday.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for a specialist to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Oh,
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Ramon Pastor. How are you, Ramon?
Very well. Thank you, Robert.
And Ramon is the president of HP 3D Printing, which is, it's really interesting what you're doing today. But first, before we talk about the pandemic, about innovation, the environment, talk about what the business is.
In HP 3D Printing, really what we're trying is to change the way the world designs and manufactures. It's as simple as this. The 3D printing opportunity, which at the end is the digitization of manufacturing, can have a very profound and deep effect on basically how people will design in the next years and certainly how we will manufacture. If you think a little bit how we are manufacturing today, how the supply chains are structured, this is a consequence of basically how people are designing and how people are producing products, which is to do a product, you need to do a big investment in an intermediate step, whether it's a mold, a matrix, something in between, which is very expensive, it's a big infrastructure, and therefore today's paradigm of manufacturing is you manufacture centrally because you need these big infrastructures, usually offshore because the wages are lower. So you manufacture centrally, you're manufacturing in a mass approach. You do mass production because you have a big fixed cost that you need to amortize with a lot of objects to produce. And finally, you do generic products because when you have a mold, everything that comes out of mold is the same. 3D printing and in general digital manufacturing is trying to move this paradigm from central production, mass production, generic products to a distributed environment, distributed printing of on-demand printing. Basically, you print, you produce parts when you need them of personalized products. So it's a huge change of paradigm. You produce where you need the products, when you need the products, and the number of products that you need. So it's a total change of paradigm.
And it's printing real things. You're doing a lot for Volkswagen, for example.
Exactly. So we are producing products that go into very different verticals. Go to automotive, and we have actually partnering with the major brands. Volkswagen is certainly one. BMW is another. We are actually producing products for the medical and healthcare system, and especially now when we can talk later on during the COVID crisis. And also on the consumer good. We're partnering with actually the leading brands of the world, from Siemens on with their software systems, to BASF on basically their chemical and materials, and produce a solution for big brands to move their production from these analog tools to these digital tools. At the end, what we're trying to do with 3D printing is move all these designs that at the end are thought to be digital. So I'm basically transform all these bits into atoms, into the digital matter. It's basically we're moving into this digital to physical transition. If I like to think in this way.
And it's really interesting that you mentioned the word distributed, because I can envision in the future, when you look post-pandemic, that there may be all types of additive manufacturing, 3D printing from all different locations instead of central. So you're sort of ahead of where the entire world is going now.
Exactly. So it's been really curious to see during this pandemic, all our business continuity plans have gone south. All our companies, including HP, we had our own business continuity plan that was we'll have a factory in China and another in Malaysia, just in case there is a flooding in Malaysia, you can produce in. But really, during this pandemic, the whole idea of a business continuity, of resilient supply chain, it's taken to a totally different place. That we've seen really with COVID the limits of the traditional supply chain, which are very, very good at producing low-cost products, but they assume two things. They assume a stable demand and a stable supply. When one of these two things doesn't work, the traditional supply chain actually don't respond. And in COVID, what we've seen actually, that the demand has not been stable. You have seen unbelievable peaks of demand on, for instance, medical devices, and supply has been totally disrupted, where tier one, tier two, tier three is basically vendors across all the production line have been shut down because their countries have been shut down. And this is where distributed production, first, is very aware of the realities of the needs of what you need, but also the 3D printing factories are very flexible factories. And basically, you can produce certain type of products in one day, and within hours, change totally the products that you're doing.
So that's exactly, I'm thinking, what's needed. Now, I've heard, and you and I haven't spoken about this before, but I've heard that actually some of your plants in Barcelona, and in full disclosure, you're in Barcelona right now as we're doing the interview, which is good because we used to only do face-to-face interviews. So there is a slight advantage of these terrible times. But you actually took 150,000 square foot factory and completely transformed it in COVID. Talk about what you did.
Exactly. So at the very beginning of the COVID crisis, we realized that we had to apply our knowledge on additive manufacturing and 3D printing to help the local communities where we are. So actually we pivoted the focus of all of our engineers, of our employees to be able to identify applications, design, qualify, and produce a wide range of products going from personal protection equipment to respirators, to bifurcators, to swabs, and basically together with our printing capacity and our partners, in the last weeks we've been able to produce more than 2 million parts that we have injected in areas that have been really struggling, like Italy, US, Spain, UK, France. And so really, and this is the one of the powers of athletes, that you can actually go from ideas to production within days or weeks. Let me put one example on swabs, no? Nasal swabs that are very, very important for a diagnosis of COVID. We heard that was one Thursday that basically was a big shortage of swabs because the Italian company was producing swabs were shut down. We heard from the Harvard Medical Hospital that was a Thursday. On Friday, actually, we sent the first prototypes of designs. Wednesday of the week after, the FDA approved the use of 3D printing to produce swabs. And the next day, Thursday, we start clinical trials with the Harvard Medical Hospital. And within 2 weeks, we were producing. Now we have actually a whole supply chain producing swabs for the U.S., for Europe.
How long does that usually take to develop that type of supply chain?
It takes years. So one of the things that we've seen during this crisis is how when you have actually the certification authorities really engaged, when you have actually a whole team of people engaged, and you have basically these digital tools where you can repurpose whole factories, this can take months. Another example is one of our biggest companies, Maldirect, or these customers. They have a huge factory of 3D printers. They've totally repurposed their factory that used to produce dental braces into producing personal protection equipment from one day to another. So it's amazing how basically the whole ecosystem have reconfigured itself to give answer to what those demand is.
If any CEO wants to find out about HP 3D printing, what's a website they would go to?
Basically, they will go to hp.com, and there is actually a whole part of the web dedicated to 3D printing, to basically where they can go and basically ask questions whether this is an application can do, what is the benefit of 3D, or even from a point of view of supply chain resiliencies, how 3D printing can help on building a true resilient supply chain.
Okay, well, Ramon, we are about to take a break, and everyone, when we come back, we are going to find out how 3D printing will change the future. We know that post-pandemic, everything is moving much more rapidly than it otherwise would. We were certainly in the heart of a digital transformation, but it seems that that has been put on steroids now. So when we come back, we'll hear about what the future may hold. Back in a few.
By disseminating CEO wisdom, the CEO Show elevates business, the economy, and society. Each episode, we speak with transformative CEOs, people who create new value, reinvigorating a company, reinventing an industry, or rebooting.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Robert Reese, and we're on the CEO show with Ramon Pastor, who is the president of HP 3D Printing. And we're actually, in full disclosure, doing this conversation. He's in Barcelona. And we heard an amazing story of transferring 150,000 square feet into turning around to do all types of medical supplies. Now, we've spoken that 3D printing is dramatically quicker. It's not months, years. It could be days, and everything is so much faster. What do you envision the world will be like post-pandemic for corporations, and what role will 3D printing play in that new world?
What we have all learned is that the current idea of a resilient supply chain, as we thought before, is not enough. So therefore, we need to pivot to supply chains that are more agile, more flexible, more reconfigurable. And that's it, for me, is the key, is making sure that you can respond to changes of demand, to changes of mix, that you can produce when you have the order and not and minimize the number of stocks or intermediate stocks that that you have. I think that this is a key learning for us. We have also learned, and as the world moves to digital, that every time that a market goes to digital, there is some opportunities of disintermediation. The way that the value chain is configured might not be the same when you move this to digital. And in 3D, actually, we're moving whole industries to digital. So the same thing that happened with content distribution, or is happening with mobility, it will happen in things like, for instance, dental. The dental industry is being going through a digital transformation. And for instance, the company I was talking about, Smile Direct Club, is disintermediated, for instance, dentists, and therefore it's reconfiguring the supply chain and creating value, because now the dentist treatment is much lower, and also capturing value, because basically they give the customers a much broader range of services than before. So it's important for all the CEOs to look at their markets, the verticals, see how digitization could change, and think about how the value chain has the potential to change, and who will be disintermediated. Are they going to be disintermediated, or are they going to disintermediate other actors?
And that is really, really interesting, because to me, it comes across, you are the innovator of innovators, because you're taking all of the companies, and you can't tell on radio, but he's smiling there in Barcelona, all the companies, as they're trying to innovate, you are helping enable those innovations. So here's what I want to know. How do you build, with all of your engineers, a culture of innovation so you're able to help companies innovate?
Before starting with innovation, you need to build a successful, winning, an excellence culture. And the first thing is basically to have the team engaged. And for me, the first step is to have an engaging mission. You know, is people need to believe that they're in a mission, that their mission is really important, is changing things that actually make make what they're doing really relevant. The second is making sure that you empower to the lowest level possible. No, is that you manage my objective, that you empower. At the end, not only they need to feel that they're in a mission, that they need to feel that what they do makes a difference. And the last part is basically they need to feel that their leaders are open, authentic, that they trust. So once you convey that we have an engaging mission, what the people do is relevant, they make the difference, and basically they trust on the direction, I mean, you have an unbeatable team.
Okay, we have, I think, one more key question, and you talk about something called inflection points, I know, and that ties into change. Let's talk about what your advice is to CEOs and how they handle this change and lead successfully through this change, and what role the concept of inflection points has in that.
Yeah, I think that we all will agree that the change is accelerating. No? That we see every time how the change that we used to cope with is actually is totally different the time of pacing. And we as business leaders, we need to identify this breaking point. No? And actually we need to promote them. No? We need to, from time to time, change the natural trajectory of the business, change the rhythm. This is what I call this inflection point. Yes? So it's identify what is this change on a strategy that can give you access to either a new market or important competitive advantage. And to identify this inflection point, identify this strategy, I think is very important that the leaders understand basically and look at these three angles of the reality. The first one is technology. No? You need to understand the technology trends. You need to understand also the macro trends of the industry at a worldwide level. That's very important. The second thing that is important is to understand the customer. No? It's basically what are the customer needs. What are the not today customer needs, but the future customer needs. And then how the first leg, how this technology, how this macro trends can actually help them. But at the end, you also need to identify, once you have identified the value creation and the value capture, at the end you need to put a business, you need to put all this together. And usually when you do this, and you put together a business plan, there is a big part of faith, things that the numbers don't tell you. It's basically what I call it a bit of an aesthetic. So you need to look at the business plan and feel that you actually have created a piece of art. So you need to have all this part. You need to have an analytical mentality, a technology, a savvy mentality. You need to have this value creation, value capture strategy. But then you need to have a little bit, throw the numbers away and really believe on what you have putting together really makes sense and something that actually it's a whole.
That's inspirational. I've never heard it be put that it's like a piece of art. But there you have it. And everyone listening in, think about this. If you want to get your people involved, they have to feel like they're making a difference, and you need to be open and authentic as a leader, especially during these times. Well, Ramon, it's been a real pleasure having you on the CEO show.
Pleasure has been mine, brother.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.